Yep. So, questions, comments,
Yay!
suggestions. You guys have fun?
I'm so glad we
Oh,
got
holy shit. Fucking.
And
was gonna
now,
hug my laptop.
and now, now, Neil Yuji's probably gonna be in the main fight more than Neil.
I mean, Yuji probably. I mean.
Whatever! It just means more Namazu!
Yeah, no, here's the thing. When you go, I mean, Neil's a good fighter in one-on-one. When you're fighting a giant army, you probably want a catfish the size of a sperm whale.
Yeah.
The monsters are probably going to be much more prominent in the fighting than the weird kids. The weird kids are
Yeah.
kind of going to be support at best.
Yeah.
Right. Fucking Team Super Soldier, rock that shit. Hell yeah.
No,
High
I
five.
mean,
High
I will
five.
say that it was tactically unwise, but I liked the section because we got a section of, you know, rather than Neil and Etsu just being kind of support in a fight, we got a section of Neil and Etsu doing really Neil and Etsu
Well,
things.
yeah, it's what they. We can infiltrate this place, so
And I
why not
will, yeah,
infiltrate?
and I will say the distraction did help you guys. You were just going into the enemy HQ where they have all
Yeah.
of their guys with all of their
Yeah,
guns.
it was
Basically,
a
like it was like they were told to use the distraction to infiltrate and collect information, so they did.
Yeah.
And then some.
Given the
I think you
given
did
the
it.
situation, you did the best you could.
Yeah, and we're and they're the type of people who don't aren't afraid of getting shot or getting shot at.
You accomplish an entirely different goal than what was expected, but you accomplish a very good goal nonetheless.
Yeah, it's like,
Yeah.
oh, these two professional child super soldiers are going.
The other thing is, I guess I can't speak for everyone, but I guess I was sort of working under the false assumption that because the MIB was all over town, that they probably had, it was more like they had small bases everywhere rather than one heavy
I think
super guarded
that's also
HQ.
yeah
You,
that
that's,
that
what you
is
guys
also
realize is
true.
that's also what you guys realize is that's also
Yeah,
true.
that is also the
Oh.
situation.
It,
The
right.
situation. The thing is, they have a lot of dudes. The vehicles
Yeah.
that attacked Phoenix, you know, they came from a different depot, and so that's why
Right.
there wasn't shit going down when they showed up at the
Yeah,
HQ.
but we
But
also did fuck up the HQ and also maybe fucked up the gate to the HQ.
well,
We've kind
yeah,
of wrecked all
one
types of
gate.
infrastructure.
I
Yeah,
do.
you guys
Hopefully.
did. Yeah, no, you guys did some damage. What you did will definitely help in the final. What you did will definitely help in the final fight.
Yeah. Also, we killed some dudes.
Yeah, no, you iced some motherfuckers.
You sure did.
Neil hates killing dudes. It I
He hates
have.
killing dudes, but to the point where it's just like you're going to die if you don't.
Yeah, he so it was a thing he was wondering about, and he eventually found out what he would do in that
Yeah.
Also,
And that's the thing,
James.
like Neil, you were getting reamed because you were going up against the strike force that's meant to deal with monsters.
Oh yeah, of course.
Oh.
James, the junk bin line was awesome.
Yeah, no,
It was.
fucking
Yeah.
badass.
Holy shit.
Also, it fits into the things that I wrote for the next session.
Oh, nice.
I wrote, okay, so
You're welcome, Matt.
also I made, well, I guess we'll find out. So,
Oh.
here's I guess I'll just share this because it's going to become incredibly relevant for the next section.
This is, what is this? The, oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah, rain rules. Getting this
Hell
shit worked
yes.
up right.
Hell yes. Let's get this fucking. Let's get this shit going on.
Now, hopefully this will be good. I put a lot of work into this, so it could go either way because this is
Did you test it at all?
I did a bit of testing. I refined it after I realized some shit wasn't right.
Okay. We can still, again, if you want, we can still do a test, like
Yeah.
a another beta test of it if you want. Just using a different,
Yeah,
like,
using a different set of things, yeah.
yeah, different set of armies.
Yeah.
I'm pretty damn good at finding intruders, it seems.
Also, I did make the assumption that Butch is going to offer up a part of the Wild Dog Army because I kind of, well, Nate, I asked you about that and you said possibly.
I mean, if he doesn't offer it, he'll just come in anyway.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's not a fight he can really ignore.
Yeah.
He's basically like he's not leaving.
Yeah. Also, I'm going to
He'll
say a
send
lot of.
a lot of his dudes out. He'll send a lot of the younger kids that he's that won't leave. Because basically, the way it's going to be going with him is that there's a lot of them that he's basically like trained and disciplined pretty well, and then he's just like leave,
Yeah.
get out of here, save yourself. And then they're just that's very very that's why the army like his army thing just has a lot of ones and just a four on sovereignty.
Yeah, because
Because
he's got a really loyal dudes, yeah.
there's just a, there's a very select few of them that are just like Ben, we'll fucking die for you, man.
Yeah.
We're not.
Like Newt.
And yeah, and Charlie, I gave the good doctors reserve Might 2 because they have a fucking tank.
Yeah,
and they have
oh, yeah.
Territory Zero because they live under a junkyard.
On the bright side, though, I assume that that almost rives around to an advantage of there's nowhere the enemy can attack to, like, break their base. They don't really have one. How do you destroy junk? It's already...
Here's the other side of things, that the Wild Dark Army has a place they can retreat to and deploy from if they get broken, basically. I'm going to end this recording. Yeah. So, final thoughts.
Anyway. Good stuff. Good yeah. fucking egg.
Goodbye.
Good.
Goodbye.
I'm so glad.
That was great.